I'm Doug Doyle with the Art of the Story from the WBGO Archive. Saxophone legend John Coltrane's 1964 recording, A Love Supreme, is one of the masterworks in the canon of jazz. Most musicians know it. Many have performed parts, if not all, of the 32-minute suite. In 2002, a new edition of the Coltrane album was released. It includes the original studio recording, plus the only live performance of the complete work. The double CD is a result of research for the book, A Love Supreme, the story of John Coltrane's signature album. Its author, Ashley Kahn, prepared an essay on the project for NPR's Morning Edition. Here's a portion of that essay.
John Coltrane is one of those rare musical figures who transcends both his time and his category. And no album in his catalog reaches a wider audience than A Love Supreme, what he called his humble offering to God. It's a challenging piece of work from a musician known for his sheets of sound. A Love Supreme captures Coltrane at a plateau of his career. By the end of 1964, he was headlining festivals and week-long engagements in any city on the jazz circuit, crisscrossing the U.S. in a Chevy station wagon loaded with the members of his so-called classic quartet. Bassist Jimmy Garrison, pianist McCoy Tyner, and on drums, Elvin Jones.
He never wrote out any music for us, so... And when he played, we just had to more or less imagine or feel how to interpret the song. So it got to the point where I felt as if I was part of his mind. You know, it was almost telepathic in a way.
The quartet had evolved to where they needed little more than the seed of a melodic idea when they hit the studio. Pianist McCoy Tyner.
We had been playing some of that music, and we didn't know what it was going to be until we got into the studio. And then it all came together.
A Love Supreme was recorded in Rudy Van Gelder's legendary studio in Englewood Cliffs, New Jersey. The entire suite was taped in one evening on December 9th, 1964.
Rudy, that day, he dimmed the lights in the studio. I never seen him do that, and he sort of set an atmosphere. I don't know, it was just something very, very special about that particular session.
Coltrane constructed the main theme of the suite around a simple four-note pattern based on the words, A Love Supreme.
A love supreme, a love supreme, a love supreme.
A Love Supreme is more than just a musical statement. It's an unusually complete vision of one man's spirituality expressed through his art. Coltrane used the tools he had available and that he knew, a saxophone, a well-practiced quartet, even his own voice to create music worthy of his creator.
Love supreme, love supreme, love supreme, love supreme, love.
Acclaimed author Ashley Kahn. You can hear much more about John Coltrane at WBGO.org. I'm Doug Doyle, WBGO News.